我想开头的时候啊，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书第五章。
Please turn with me to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十节和第十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
哥林多后书第五章
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
我们从十七节读到二十一节。
I'm going to read verses 17 through 21.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节到二十一节。
2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal for us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
哥罗西书第一章
Colossians 1
第二十节和二十一节。
Colossians 1 verses 20 and 21.
哥罗西书一章二十和二十一节。
Colossians 1 verses 20
and 21. 既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是天上的地上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌啊。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
We'll also be reading verse 22. So, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross, through him I say whether things on earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第十六节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通啊，与神和好。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on this topic of being reconciled to God.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过啊，与神同工和与神同行。
We've already talked in the past about working with God and walking with God.
我们说过这个与神这两个字啊。
This phrase, with God.
它是一个很重要的一个词。
This is a very important phrase.
它说明我们在被动中的主动。
This speaks of this passively active position that we have in God.
我相信弟兄姊妹应该还记得。
And I think brothers and sisters still remember this.
因为一切的事情都是神主动。
Because God has initiated everything.
我们好像是被动。
And it's all passive for us.
但是呢，神喜欢我们在被动中也能主动。
But God wants us to be active in our passive position.
这就是与神这个词所说明的意义。
And this is the meaning behind the phrase with God.
当我们讲到与神和好的时候，
And when we talk about being reconciled to God,
这更是在被动中的主动。
This is even more so a position of being passively active.
这说明与神和好，这说明神是何等的爱我们。
And this speaks, the being reconciled to God speaks to the fact that God loves us.
在他这个大爱中，他显出了他极大的恩典。
In his tremendous love for us, he's given us this grace.
那么在罗马书第五章第一节里面，
And in Romans, chapter 5, verse 1,
那里讲到得与神相合，那里的相合这个字呢，跟这里的和好不是同一个字。
In verse 1 of chapter 5 in Romans, it uses this word peace with God, and it's slightly different than being reconciled with God.
所以这里的相合原文是 peace, 就是与神之间是和平的。
And the word peace is used here instead of reconcile.
当然我们可以看，就说呢，这个是包括在与神和好的里面。
And we can say that peace is included within reconciliation.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣经呢，保罗用这个和好这个字到底是什么意思呢？
Now Paul used this word reconciliation. Now what does it mean exactly?
这个字啊，在英文里面有两方面的意思。
There are two meanings of this word.
一方面讲到和谐，调和。
On one hand, it means to have a harmony.
Harmonious. 那么第二个意思呢，就是与神是一致的。
And it's, the second meaning is one and the same, or being identical.
对。一个是与神之间是和谐的，是调和的。另外一面呢，与神是一致的。
On one hand, it means to have harmony with God. On the second hand, it means to be one and the same with God.
在保罗的书信里面用到这个词是非常重要的。
And Paul, for him to use this phrase, word, it's very important.
也是非常宝贵的。
And it's also very precious.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这些堕落败坏的罪人。
For us fallen, sinful people.
我们怎么能够与神和好呢？
How can we be reconciled to God?
那么弟兄姊妹感谢神。
We thank God.
在哥林多后书里面告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians he tells us.
是神使我们与他和好。
It's God who made it possible for us to be reconciled.
要不是神使我们与他和好。
If it wasn't God who made it possible for us,
我们根本就不可能跟神和好。
There is absolutely no way for us to be reconciled to him.
神是又公义又圣洁又伟大的神。
He is this great, awesome, holy, righteous God.
旧约作诗的人这样说啊。
And the psalmist in the Old Testament.
我们所有的人加起来比空气还轻。
All of us added together is lighter than air.
我们跟神完全是不相配的。
We are no match for God. Or,
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能跟他完全的和好呢？
How can we be equal to God?
乃是神用他的儿子的救恩使我们与他和好。
But it's God using his own son, giving us the salvation, which allows us to stand on equal ground.
因为我们原来是跟与神为敌的。
Because prior to this, we used to be enemies of God.
哥罗西书第一章告诉我们。
2 Corinthians
我们因着自己的恶行啊，我们的心思中是与神为敌的。
Sorry, in Colossians 1, it tells us that we were hostile to God in our thoughts and in our deeds.
我们都知道在这个宇宙当中，
We know that in this realm that we live in,
第一个与神为敌的，
the one who is the enemy of God,
那么就是那位堕落的天使长。
Is that fallen angel.
魔鬼做了神的敌人。
Satan.
他在一切事上面都敌跟神做敌
and
做敌人。
In everything that he is and does is, opposes God.
他不仅与神为敌。
He not only is the enemy of God.
当神造人的时候。
And when God created man,
他把他那个败坏的天性摆在人的里面。
He put his corrupt nature into man.
所以是整个堕落的人类也与神为敌。
So all of the fallen nature of humanity has become hostile towards God.
所以圣经里讲得很清楚，我们的天性是与神为敌的。
So the Bible tells us that our nature is hostile towards God.
在哥罗西书里面写得非常清楚。
And in Colossians it clearly states.
他说首先呢，我们堕落之后，我们与神就隔绝了。
That, first is that we have been alienated,
对，这个 alienated, 这个英文这个字也可以说是 shut out, 整个被跟神之间完全断绝。
Okay, we were formerly, alienated, and that means that we were distant from God. There's
这是仇敌很厉害的工作。
And this was the, terrible work of Satan.
所以今天世界上的人呢，
so the people of the world,
对神不认识。
So the people of the world don't know God.
也没有感觉。
And they don't have any feeling towards God.
这说明呢，我们原来的本性呢，根本就不认识神，也不知道，也不感觉有神。
That means that we have this complete separation with God where we don't know him or feel him.
然后呢，因着我们里面有恶行，有罪，所以有恶行。
And in Colossians, it also tells us that we have this, evil, hostile mind and engage in evil.
在我们的思想中充满恶。
Hostility in our minds.
我们也不喜欢神，也希望没有神。
And we even would hate God and wish that he did not exist.
这就是整个堕落的人类的光景。
And this is the condition of the fallen, human race.
所以我们所站的地位完全是跟神敌对的一个地位。
So the position that we stood in was completely against God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢我们的神。
But brothers and sisters, we thank God.
因着他的大怜悯。
Under his tremendous grace.
他没有丢弃我们。
He did not forsake us.
他不仅没有丢弃我们。
He not only did not forsake us.
他还要使我们与他和好。
But he made it possible for us to be reconciled to him.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有基督的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, without the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
我们不可能与神和好。
There's absolutely no way for us to be reconciled to him.
弟兄姊妹，好像在一个天平上面。
It's almost like you're on a scale.
那个上面呢，神在这一面，我们人在这一面。
It's as if we're on a balance scale where God is on one side and we are on the other.
你想这个天平能平吗？
Do you think that this scale would be balanced?
我们一同加起来比灰尘还轻。
All of us added together is lighter than dust.
当然这是一个不平衡的一个情况，对不对？
Of course, this is an imbalanced situation.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他是何等的怜悯。
He is so merciful.
他叫他的儿子站在我们这一边。
He allows his own son to stand on our side.
所以当基督站在这一面的时候。
So when Jesus stands on this side.
那么就叫这个天平能够平，变平。
It allows this, balance scale to be equal or balanced.
所以若是没有基督站在我们这一边。
So if Christ did not stand on our side,
我们不可能与神和好的。
There's no way for us to be found, to be reconciled to him.
希伯来书第二章十七节有这样的话。
Hebrews chapter 2, has this word.
17.
Hebrews chapter 2, 17.
那里讲到主做了我们的挽回祭。
It says that, Christ is our, the propitiation of our sins.
啊，那么这个挽回祭里面啊，其他原文的意思里面就包含了和好的意思在里面。
And within the word propitiation, it does, contain reconciliation.
那么弟兄姊妹，你知道主挽回我们做什么呢？
And the Lord being the propitiation for our sins,
就挽回我们呢，与神和好。
He brings us to equal ground with God.
你知道这个和好这个意思啊？
To be reconciled.
比方今天两个人吵架，两个人互相的敌视。
It's as if there's a relationship of two people who are in an argument. Or
那么你是人，我也是人，所以我们两个人几乎是平等，对不对？
Of course, these two individuals are both human, so they're on equal ground.
那么今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，是我们呢有了败坏的罪性，与神为敌。
And today, it's our corrupted nature standing on a scale.Versus God.
我们的光景那是败坏的不得了，是应该被废弃的，对不对？
The terrible nature that we are, we should be completely disregarded.
我们怎么可能跟神摆在一个平等的地位上？
How can we be placed on equal footing with God?
今天呢，我们劝人家和好，两个人和好。
Today we try to mediate so that people can restore the relationship.
因为两个都是人嘛，对不对？
Because we're all human.
你家里养的狗，你不必劝它跟主人和好，对不对？
If you had a dog, you can't try to reconcile the dog to the master.
因为这个相差太多了。
Because the difference is too great.
其实神跟人呢，比这个差的还要多。
And yet God and man, that difference is even greater.
所以你就知道，保罗领会一件事情，神要我们与他和好。哇，弟兄姊妹，这是大事情啊。
For Paul to have this revelation that God wanted man to be reconciled to God, what a huge thing.
这是因为神爱人。
This is because God loves us.
所以他要使我们能够与他相合。
So he made it possible for us to be reconciled to him.
所以他把他的儿子牺牲了。
So he sacrificed his own son.
弟兄姊妹们，这是大事情。
This is a great thing.
保罗看见了。我们能与神相合，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
That Paul saw that we could be equal with God, what a tremendous thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
不是 equal with God, 我们可以 reconcile with God.
That we could be reconciled with God.
所以在罗马书第五章十一节告诉我们，他是借着神儿子的死。
And in second Corinthians? Romans.
Romans.
Romans, it says, in Romans 5, it says that through the death of his son, we could be reconciled to him.
那么神的儿子的死，那么这里做了什么事呢？
And what did the death of his son do?
当然，第一个，我们都知道主耶稣上十字架是为解决我们的罪的问题。
We know the first thing is that Jesus going to the cross,washed away our sins.
因为这个罪呢，叫我们跟神隔绝。
Because sin allows us to be separated from God.
那么这是一个消极的东西，先把它除掉。
And this is the thing that,
negative.
This is the first negative thing that needed to be dealt with.
然后呢，他就把他的生命赐给我们。
Then he gave his life to us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣灵重生我们。
And we know that the Spirit has allowed us to be born again.
叫我们能够得到一个新的生命，一个新的性质。
So that we could have a new life and a new character.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
啊，所以我们今天呢，跟神之间能够和好。
So for us to be reconciled to God,
是因为我们里面有了神的生命。
It is because we have the life of Jesus.
我们有了跟神相同的性质。
We have the similarities in our nature.
所以我们刚刚讲这个和好里面呢，有一个字就是 identical， 就是跟他一致。
So I mentioned earlier that within the word, the definition of reconcile, it carries this meaning of being identical or one and the same.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这是什么呢？这是因为我们里面有性质，在性质上相合，你才能和好。
So only if there's a similarity in the nature can you be reconciled.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是靠着什么呢？靠着我们的行为。
This is not dependent on how we live.
我们知道为什么今天在这个世界中啊有这么多的宗教。
Why is it that there are so many religions in the world?
你看全世界信宗教的人很多啊。
There are so many religions in the world.
几乎每个国家每个民族都有他们的宗教。
Every country has their own religious beliefs.
他们在那里做什么呢？
What are they doing?
他们希望靠着他们宗教一点的活动呢，能够求得里面的平安，对不对？
They are hoping that through their religious activities that they could be at peace.
最重要是求得里面的平安。
And the main thing is to have peace within.
所以你看那些拜偶像的人呢？
So for those who worship idols,
来到神的跟前的时候，来到他们的神跟前的时候，
when they come before these idols,
哎呀，他们要摆一些供物啊，那些 offerings.
Oh, they have to bring to these idols some sacrifices.
啊，那这些 offering 东西里面呢？最多的都是甜的东西。
And within these sacrifices, they bring sweets.
啊，就希望呢，吃的甜甜蜜蜜的呢，就和好了的。
So they want to be at peace with these idols, so maybe something sweet, it'll bring harmony.
所以你看见各宗各教都是这样啊。
And throughout the world, all of these religious practices.
弟兄姊妹，还有一些不信宗教的人。
And some who don't believe in these religious practices, then they act upon good deeds.
啊，那么靠他们自己的行为。
And they try to have peace by producing through their actions.
请我们记得，神的儿女们不是靠宗教。
Please remember the children of God, we do not rely on,
也不是靠着你道德的行为。
We don't rely on religious activities, we don't rely on our good deeds.
我们常常发现呢，哎呀，这个礼拜呢，我总算来做礼拜了啊。
Sometimes we say, well, at least this week I came to church.
这礼拜呢，我什么错都没犯。
And I didn't commit any wrong.
所以呢，我来到神的面前呢，我里面就平安了。
So I can come before God and be at peace with God.
不，弟兄姊妹们，基督徒跟神之间的和好不是外面的行为。
Our being reconciled to God does not depend on how we outwardly live our lives.
完全不是一个宗教的东西。
It is not a religious thing.
这是靠着里面的生命。
It is dependent on the life within us.
你里面有了神的生命。
If we have the life of Jesus,
有了神的性质。
If we have the nature of Jesus within us,
你才能跟神和好。
Then you can be reconciled to God.
所以这是主的救恩所带给我们极大的一个福气。
This is the grace that has been given to us through salvation.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
神在基督里使人与他和好。
That in Christ, we are able to be reconciled to God.
他不将他们的过犯罪恶归到他们身上。
And he didn't count their trespasses against them.
神也使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
And he who knew no sin became sin for us.
啊，那我们知道，神把一个无罪的生命赐给了我们。
And God has given us this sin-free life.
所以这里呢，弟兄姊妹有很重要的也很基本的一个提醒。
And this is a very important but yet basic reminder.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
啊，圣经讲基督是我们生命。
And the Bible tells us that Christ is our life. This is very important.
我再说，你没有这个生命的性质，你不可能跟神和好的。
I'll say again that if we don't have the life of Christ within us, we can never be reconciled to God.
那么圣灵被称作是赐生命的灵。
And the Spirit has been named the Spirit of life.
所以我们今天需要活在这个生命里面。
So today we need to live according to this life.
我们活在基督里就是活在这个生命里。
If we live in Christ, then we are living in this life.
我们跟随圣灵就是跟随生命。
When we follow the Spirit, we are following that life.
这个叫做借着他能够与神和好。
This means through him we can be reconciled to God.
所以若是没有主，
So without God,
我们不可能与神和好。
We could never be reconciled to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主，
we thank our God.
他为我们付了何等的代价。
He paid such a great price.
叫我们今天能够完全与神和好。
That today we can be completely reconciled to God.
我想这是神给我们极大的恩典。
And this is a tremendous grace that he has given to us.
是他使我们
He made it possible for us to be reconciled to him.
所以我们要懂得这个救恩的道理。
So we have to understand the basics of salvation.
感谢主在头一个世纪啊。
We thank God that in the first century,
我们看见使徒保罗得到启示。
We saw this revelation through Paul.
他明白这件事情的重要。
He understood the importance of this.
所以在他的书信中多次的提到与神相合。
So in his writings, he mentions countless times about being reconciled to God.
这是神给我们的福分。
And this is a benefit that God has given to us.
今天我们也晓得我们只有与神和好。
That today only when we are reconciled to God,
我们才能享受神所给我们极大的福气。
Then we can enjoy in the blessings and the benefit that God has given to us.
那保罗就告诉我们，我们跟他和好，对我们来讲有什么样的一个福分呢？
Now what are the benefits that we have for being reconciled with God?
在这里有两件事情。
There are two things.
我想我们需要 需要明白。
And two things that we need to understand.
第一个呢，
The first one,
就是在罗马书五章十节。
In Romans chapter 5 verse
10. 那里哈讲到我们既得与他和好就更要因他的身得救了。
We were reconciled to God and Having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
对，你看英文比较清楚啊，就是我们要因他的生命而得救。
That we are saved by his life.
感谢主啊。
Thank God.
我们人堕落之后啊。
After the fall of man.
在我们这一面呢、啊，真是难处是何其多。
From our side, we are so problematic.
但是我们感谢神。
But thank God.
神把他的儿子赐给我们。
God has given us his only son.
当他把这个生命带进来的时候。
And when he has given us this life.
这个生命就能够解决一切所有的问题。
The life of Jesus can solve all the problems in our life.
我们都知道仇敌手中最大的一个权势就是死亡。
The most powerful thing that Satan holds in his hand is death.
是把仇敌把死亡带到这个世界里面。
Satan has brought death into the world.
他也用死亡攻击人。
And he uses death to attack humans.
他也用死亡攻击主的教会。
And he also uses death to attack God's church.
那么呢，他也用死亡呢，弟兄姊妹，攻击我们每个基督徒。
And he uses death to attack each individual Christian.
今天我们知道不仅我们个人需要蒙拯救。
Today we know that not only individuals need to be saved,
整个教会都需要蒙拯救。
The entire church needs to be saved.
所以在以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 it tells us,
他不仅除去了我们跟神之间这个敌对的这个气氛。
He not only annihilated that separation between man and us individually,Or God and us individually.
他也除去人与人之间的这种敌意。
But he also, restored the relationship between man and man.
除去那些敌对的光景。
Those opposing views.
啊，这样的话呢，使我们呢能够合为一体，成为一个身体。
So that we can be one body.
啊，所以我们今天在基督的身体里啊。
So today we can be in the body of Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
是他除去我们之间彼此的敌意。
That he has gotten rid of all the oppositions between each other.
然后叫整个团体与神和好。
And the entire congregation can be reconciled to God.
所以主的生命实在是非常的宝贵。
So the life of Jesus is truly precious.
所以我们与神相和好。
So we can be reconciled to God.
我们首先经历的是他的生命来解决我们一切的问题，叫我们得救。
The first thing that we can understand is that we are saved
by his life.
By his life.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹，如果读约翰福音的话呢，我们就很清楚。
If we read the book of John, we can understand this more clearly.
你看，约翰福音里面，约翰记载了八个神迹。
Miracles. Oh, John, in John, it recorded the eight miracles.
啊，这八个神迹也可以说八个 sign, 八个记号。
And these miracles can also be called eight signs.
这八个神迹啊，也说明了我们人在地上所有一切的难处。
And within these eight miracles recorded in John, it can also point out all of the difficulties in our life.
你会看见当这个生命的主他带着生命来了。
That this God of life has brought life into the world.
他一到什么样情况里面那个情况就得救。
Wherever he went, that situation was redeemed and saved.
所以仇敌是用死亡来攻击人。
Satan attacks us with death.
主是用生命来拯救人。
And God comes to save us with his life.
所以这是我们与神相合，和好之后，我们所可以得到一个极大的福气。
And this is a huge benefit that we can gain once we are reconciled to God.
啊，我们把约翰福音里面这八个神迹简单的看一下。
And I'll quickly go over these eight miracles in John.
那么第一个神迹在第二章，对吧？
The first miracle is recorded in John chapter 2.
在迦拿的婚宴里面。
In the marriage of Cana.
主叫水变成酒。
Jesus turned the water into wine.
我们知道在这个婚宴这个婚姻里面出现问题了。
And we know that at this wedding there were some issues that arose.
啊，生命的主进来了。
But this, God of life came.
他们的难处就解决了。
Their problem was solved.
这个叫得救。
This is salvation.
啊，然后呢在第四章的里面。
Then in chapter 4.
神救了一个大臣的儿子。
He saved a high official's son.
这个大臣是个做官的。
This high official had a son.
不是，是一个做官的，是个 officer.
He was a high official.
Yeah. 那么呢，他是一个有办法的人，他有能力的人。
He was very capable.
啊，但是呢，他救不了他儿子的这个病。
He couldn't save his own son.
所以我们都知道，主耶稣来了，把生命带来了。他儿子的病就好了。
So when Jesus came and brought life, his son was healed.
在第五章的里面。
In chapter 5.
我们看见那里有一个38年的瘫子。
There was a woman who.
No.
A lame.
在毕士大旁啊，有一个人躺在那里38年。
There was a lame man there who was laying there for 38 years.
啊。那么他一直等候着那个水洞他下去希望得医治对不对
He was waiting for the pools to move so that he could go in and be healed.
所以我们知道当时啊犹太教的光景是非常可怜的。
And we know that at that time the condition of the Jewish people was very poor.
本来神给他们有应许的。
God had given them
promise. 那么他们的祭司是可以治病的。
That their priest could heal.
但是呢这个时候呢这个人呢根本得不着帮助。
But this individual could not be healed.
那么我们知道只有道理没有力量。
There's only doctrine, but no power.
啊，那么主耶稣来了。这38年的瘫子就起来行走了。
And when this lame man for 38 years, when he met Jesus, he was able to walk.
所以这个叫做因他的生命得救。
And this means to be saved with his life.
啊，然后我们看见第六章。
And then in chapter 6.
那么好几千人在那里，主耶稣就五饼二鱼供应他们所有的需要。
There, Jesus fed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fish.
生命的主进来了。
The God of life entered in.
这个供应就丰富了。
Then abundance flowed out of it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这些故事我们都很熟悉，对不对？
All of these stories were very familiar.
这些故事都告诉我们什么呢？我们可以因他的生命得救。
All of these stories tell us that we can be saved by his life.
所以今天呢，能救我们的。
So today, what can save us?
能救教会的。
What can save the church?
不是道理。
Is not doctrine.
不是外面的说法。
It's not these outward sayings.
也不是一些的活动。
It's not these religious activities.
只有你让这位生命的主进来了。
Only when the God of life enters in.
个人的问题就解决。
All of our individual problems are solved.
团体的问题就解决。
All the problems of the church are solved.
所有的缺乏就变成富足了。
All of the lacking that we have is changed to abundance.
那么在第六章里面还讲到他在海面上行走。
And chapter 6 also talks about Jesus walking on the water.
狂风大浪。
In the midst of the storm.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣一进来。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus enters in.
生命的主来了。
The God of life has come.
立刻风平浪静。
Then there's peace and calm on the waters.
我刚从香港回来啊。
I just returned back from Hong Kong.
弟兄姊妹都知道，现在香港正处在一个动乱的情况里面。
And we all know about the chaos in Hong Kong.
很多神的儿女们在那里都是很忧心啊。
And a lot of the brothers and sisters there are very sorrowful.
那么当然了，有的地方的聚会也受到一些影响。
Oh, they're very worried.
神的儿女们之间呢，有时候就产生很多争论。
And there, a lot of disputes have arisen.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们忘记一件事情。
We have forgotten one thing.
在这个大的风浪的里面。
Within this great storm that's on the outside.
只有主能救他们。
Only the Lord Jesus can save them.
只有生命的主进来了。
Only when the God of life enters in.
你说这个外面这些不是一些外面这些东西吗？需要人来调解吗？
You would say, shouldn't we have some people come in to help solve these problems?
但圣经告诉我们，主的生命是一切问题的解答。
The Bible tells us that the life of Jesus can solve all of our problems.
不是讲道理。
This is not doctrine.
不是大家争论就能把这个问题弄平的。
This is not trying to solve the issue by having these arguments.
圣经告诉我们，即使外面起了大的风浪。
The Bible tells us that even though there's storm on the outside of our life.
那么只要主进来了。
As long as the Lord Jesus enters in, the God of life enters in, then there is calm on the waters.
当然我们知道在那里很多弟兄姊妹在祷告。
But we know that in Hong Kong, many brothers and sisters are praying.
啊，也有很多弟兄姊妹在那里传福音。
And many are preaching the gospel.
是的，要把主带进来。
And it's true, we need to bring in the Lord Jesus.
教会在这个困难的环境中才能渡得过去。
And that's the only way that the church can survive in these difficult times.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，只有主的生命能使我们得救。
Only the life of Jesus can save us.
没有任何人能救你。
No one else can save us.
没有任何人能救这个环境。
No one else can save the situation.
只有生命的主。
Only the God of life.
所以圣经给我们这个启示是非常重要的。
So this revelation that the Bible gives us is so important.
当我们能跟神和好的时候，
When we are reconciled to God,
我们知道神的生命在这里就能产生一定的果效。
Then we can see the benefit of the Lord's life.
所以我们知道这与神和好是很重要的一件事情。
We can see how important it is for us to be reconciled to God.
那不仅这样，
Not only this,
你到了第九章里面，
When we come to chapter 9,
你看见那个生来瞎眼的人，
This blind man comes.
啊，那么主耶稣来了。
And then Jesus comes.
生命来了。
Life comes.
他的眼睛就得开了。
His eyes are opened.
啊，他就能看见。
This blind man can now see.
所以只有这个生命进来。
Only when this life enters in.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，我们总以为说呢，哎呀，有些东西大概医生用药来医，对不对？
Sometimes we say, well, this man needs to go see a doctor to be healed.
我想到今天呢，我们还不能完全明白到底主给我们这个生命有何等样的全能。
Today, we still can't grasp how powerful the life of Jesus is.
不仅在超然界的里面是能力。
Not only in this supernatural realm,
在自然界里面是能力,
even in the natural realm,
在生活中的每一件事上都是能力,
that every aspect of our life, there is power in his life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们能相信吗?
Do we believe this?
啊, 我们想这个生命, 这个不是一个, 只能好像解决一点什么道德问题啊, 解决一点软弱问题嘛。
In this life, don't we just try to solve some practical things?
但是圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us,
这个生命可以解决一切的问题
that this life of Jesus can solve all of our problems.
这就是约翰在晚年的时候呢把这八个神迹摆在我们面前呢让我们看见
And John, when he recorded these miracles in his book, this is what it shows us.
但是保罗告诉我们
But Paul tells us,
当我们呢与神和好的时候
that when we are reconciled to God,
我们就更因着他的生命得救
then weare saved by his life.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，跟神之间的和好非常重要。
To be reconciled to God, this is so important.
那么我们看见到第十一章。
Then we come to chapter 11.
这个拉撒路死了。
The death of Lazarus.
当然，这个我们能明白了，他需要生命，所以生命进来了就活了，对不对
？Of course, we understand that he had lost his life, and life needed to enter in for
him to be resurrected. 那么主可以叫人。死人复活
But yet Jesus can resurrect.
啊，那么到最后21章
Then we come lastly to chapter 21.
我们看见彼得的故事
We see the story of Peter.
彼得在一个重大的失败里面
Peter had failed greatly.
按人来讲是没希望的
According to man, there's no hope.
因为他三次啊，不是一次啊，三次发咒起誓的否认
Three times he denied the Lord Jesus.
所以这说明什么？没有希望。
What does this say? It means that he was hopeless.
但这个生命进来了。
But then life entered in.
爱进来了。
Love entered in.
就把他挽回过来。
And he was restored.
所以这个生命能够有挽回的力量。
And this life can restore.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
所以你看见罗马书第五章这里告诉我们
So Romans chapter 5 tells us.
我们能与神和好
That we can be reconciled to God.
有一个很重要的一个经历
That there is an important experience that we should have.
就使他的生命进来让我们能得救
That we can be saved by his life.
感谢主
And we thank God.
主是生命的主
ThatHe is the Lord of life.
他到哪里?
Wherever he goes,
生命到哪里?
There is life.
那么问题就解决。
And the problem is solved.
所以这是我们呢可以看见与神和好的第一个所得到大的福分。
So we can see that this is the first benefit of being reconciled to God.
那么第二个方面
The second,
保罗在罗马书五章十一节告诉我们
In Romans 5:11 it tells us,
就是呢我们可以以神为乐
is that we can rejoice in God.
这个中文呢这样的翻译啊这个我觉得容易引起错误的感觉。
The Chinese translation can cause someone to have the wrong thought.
这个好像神成了我们的快乐啊当然这个说法也不算错啊。
In the Chinese, I guess it says that God can be our joy.
那么我们知道这个快乐这个字啊。
This word rejoice.
在希腊原文里面呢有两个另外的意思。
There are two meanings in Hebrew.
一个就是荣耀。
One is glory.
另外一个呢就是可以夸耀夸口。
And the other is to be able to boast.
所以这个以神为乐呢更好的翻译是在神里面快乐。
And it should mean that in God we can rejoice.
啊，我们可以领会说什么？你跟神在一起非常快乐。
means that when we are with God, then we can rejoice.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是没有主的救恩呢？
Without the salvation of the Lord,
你跟主在一跟神在一起是很可怕的事情呢。
If you were to come before God, it would be a terrifying situation.
你带着你的罪恶，你来跟神在一起，那你一定不快乐。
If you were to stand before God with all of your sins, it would not be a joyful situation.
你看在旧约的时代，
you see in the Old Testament,
神被称作是烈火的神。
That God is the God of fire, consuming fire.
谁能够靠近神呢？
Who could come near God?
那是非常可怕的。
What a terrifying situation.
神是又公义又圣洁的。
He is a holy and righteous God.
你不要说跟着神，你今天如果跟着一个又公义又圣洁的弟兄在一起啊，哇，你有时候也不快乐。
Let's not even talk about God. If you were to stand next to a brother who is more holy and righteous, you would be very uncomfortable.
你碰见他，哎呦，我感觉自己这个光景不行。
When you see this person, you would feel like, oh, I'm not good enough.
但是神喜欢跟我们在一起。
But God desires to be close to us.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生命中有神的同在是最大的快乐，对不对呢？
In order for us to have joy, it's when we are in the presence of God.
是最大的满足。
This is the greatest satisfaction.
我们可以享受他的荣耀。
We can enjoy in his glory.
这是神的心意。
This is the desire of
God. 但是今天呢，若是没有主耶稣基督的救恩呢？
But today, without the salvation of the Lord,
我们一个罪人来到主的跟前，那是很可怕的。
A sinner to come before God is a terrifying situation.
所以呢，主在主的救恩使我们与神怎么样和好。
And so through the salvation of our Lord Jesus, He reconciles us to Him.
哇，现在你跟他在一起就很快乐。
Then when we come before God, we can rejoice.
啊，今天我们都知道，人与人之间有时候不相合。
We know that even on human terms, when there's a dispute.
你跟这个不相合的两个人在一起都是不快乐，对不对？
There's no joy when you're with that person.
诶，感谢主，有一天两个相合了。
But thank God, if one day there is reconciliation between the two,
所以你看我们里面多快乐，
then there's joy.
诶，你见到他以后不需要再像过去那样。
And when you meet the other person now, there's no awkwardness anymore.
我们晓得我们的神那是更是伟大。
And to think that our God is...Even greater.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
是主的救恩,
it is the salvation
使我们与神和好,
that allows us to be reconciled.
叫我们能跟神在一起, 或者在他里面, 我们有快乐, 有满足,
which allows us to find, be able to rejoice in God.
并且可以欢欢喜喜地盼望荣耀啊。
And yet we can joyfully hope in His glory.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你明白这些真理，你里面，真的觉得宝贵吗？
When you understand these truths, is it really precious to you?
但是你看保罗当初写这些东西的时候，
But we saw when Paul wrote these,
他知道这是多么重要的一件事情。
He saw how important this was.
这是多么重要的真理。
What an important truth.
所以呢，要与神和好。
To be reconciled to God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
是神使我们与他和好。
It's God who made it possible for us to be reconciled.
今天这个恩典借着主耶稣已经临到我们众人。
The grace of God has already come upon us.
所以这个意思就是你天天要跟神在一起过一个和好的生活。
So it means that daily we need to live a life that is reconciled to Him.
求主让我们能明白这个真理。
May God help us to understand this truth.
那么在你的生活中，
That in our life,
弟兄姊妹就感觉到那个不一样。
That we can sense a difference.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank God.
他不仅使我们与神和好。
He not only allowed us to be reconciled to God.
或者神借着他的儿子使我们与他和好。
And God made it possible through His Son for us to be reconciled to Him.
并且保罗说什么呢?
But Paul said,
保罗说他把这个劝人与神和好的职分托付给我们。
But he's given that,
ministry
of reconciliation to us.
啊，所以你知道侍奉最大的目的是什么？
What is the biggest purpose in our service?
就是叫人与神和好。
It's to allow man to be reconciled to God.
主的救恩是叫我们与神和好。
God's salvation allows us to be reconciled to God.
所以今天我们的服事是什么呢
？So what is our service today then?
哎呀，我们常常讲服事嘛，那就是讲道啊，唱诗啊。
So service is just speaking, singing songs,
安排聚会啊,
conducting meetings,
然后做这个做那个一大堆的事情啊,
fulfill all of these various tasks.
不，保罗明白一件事情。
But Paul recognized one thing.
侍奉最大的意义就使人和神和好。
The greatest, service that we can provide is to, bring man to be reconciled to God.
所以呢讲道也是这样使人与神和好。
In our speaking, we need to bring people to reconciliation with God.
所以保罗说这是一个和好的一个职分。
So Paul says that this is the ministry of reconciliation.、啊、
所以我们晓得我们需要服事。
So we know that we need to serve.
服事的目的是什么呢
?What is the goal in our service?
就是把人带到与神和好的光景中。
Is to bring people to the place where they are reconciled with God.
当然弟兄姊妹们我们知道首先一件事情就是我们传福音呢。
The first thing, of course, is, preaching the gospel.
啊我们传福音就是叫人与神和好。
Preaching the gospel allows man to be reconciled to God.
啊，我们传主的救恩，说他的血可以洗净我们借的罪。
We preach the love of Jesus, which allows His precious blood to wash our sins away.
这个不仅是将来上天堂的事情。
This is not only a matter of reaching the gates of heaven.
更重要的是叫你与神和好啊。
And more importantly, it reconciles us to God.
啊，我们很多时候只知道主救了我们，脱离将来永远的灭亡。
We just know sometimes that it's believing in God saves us from hell.
啊，现在我们得救了。
Now that we are saved.
但是我们跟神也不大好。
But then our relationship with God is not good.
我们过自己的生活。
We still live our own lives.
我们也不懂得跟神和好的宝贵。
And we don't know the preciousness of being reconciled to God. This is not
enough. 所以呢，福音只不过是初步，最初步。
The gospel is but the first step.
至少你把它带到一个与神和好的一个地位上。
But at least you can bring this individual to the place where
they're reconciled. 从前是敌人的。
To God. Formerly they were enemies of God.
啊，请我们记得啊，神从来没有把我们看作敌人。
And please don't misunderstand me. God would never look at us as his enemy.
是我们把他看成敌人。
It's us who view him as our enemy.
所以你看传福音的时候很多人反对呀、啊、反对呀、啊、对不对
?So that is why when we preach the gospel, people are opposing the gospel.
哇我记得我在学校的时候跟同学传福音。
I remember when I was younger and I was preaching the gospel to my peers.
哇你看这个态度多刚硬啊。
You can see how stubborn and strong their attitudes were.
他说哪里有神啊
?He said, there's no way there's a God.
你把神拉出来我看一看。
Take God out and show him to me.
你把他拉出来我踢他三脚。
Take God out so I can kick him a few times.
这个思想里面呢完全都是什么敌对的思想对不对
All of these thoughts are hostile thoughts.
无知的不得了
And just evil in nature.
所以有一天主开了他的眼睛
So one day God opens up the eyes of man's heart.
明白了主的救恩
They understood
我们才知道我们多么得罪神
Understood the salvation of God and we realized the sin that we'd committed before God and then we'd repent.
我们蒙恩得救的故事
This is the story of our life.
我们从前是与他为敌的
Formerly we were opposing God.
现在我们感恩知道他为我们流血舍命
And now we are thankful because we understand that he died and shed his blood
for us. 但是这个只是救恩的初步
But this is still just the first step.
啊，你已经开始跟神之间呢，开始有和好。
This is the beginning of our reconciliation with God.
但是还不够。
But this is not enough.
所以保罗说呢，我们要劝你们能够与神和好。
So Paul pleads that we would all be reconciled with God.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在生活中，这个成为最大的劝告，对不对
？So this should be the greatest desire in our lives.
就我们自己要与神和好。
That we ourselves would want to be reconciled to God.
所以下次碰见弟兄了，碰见姊妹了，哎，跟神和好啊。
So next time you greet a brother or sister, you should say, "Be reconciled to God."
你与神和好了吗
？Have you been reconciled to God?
这很重要。
This is very important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们许多都侍奉服侍 就是要把人带到与神和好的光景中。
All the service and all the things that we do today should be to bring others to reconciliation with God.
我们讲过，你怎样与神和好呢？
How are we to be reconciled with God?
你要活在基督里。
You have to live in Christ.
活在主的生命里面。
Live in the life of Jesus.
啊，你要活在圣灵的带领当中。
And you have to live and be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
哦，现在我们知道了。
Now we know.
原来呢，我们在这里追求生命的经历。
Once we were pursuing the experiences of life,
我们在这里追求顺服恩膏的教训。
We were pursuing after the words of life.
原来这个是要与神和好。
And now we know that it's all for the purpose of being reconciled to God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
在保罗的书信里面。
In Paul's writings,
讲到这个与神和好。
It speaks of being reconciled to God.
主快回来了啊。
The return of the Lord is near.
我们总感觉这些生活都是很宝贵的。
And we feel that all of this is very precious.
这个和好。
This reconciliation.
就是一个和谐。
Is harmony with God.
所以弟兄姊妹在生命中跟神之间生命中的这个和谐是最重要。
Having harmony with God is the most important thing.
主，这是主的救恩中所带来的一个非常大的一个福气。
And this is a huge benefit, that we have in the life of the Lord.
所以巴望主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned yet.
从现在开始。
May we from today
一直活在与神和好的光景。
Starting from today that we could live before God in a good condition until he returns.
好，我想我们最后呢，我们再来唱一个诗歌，我们一起来祷告。
Lastly, we'll sing another song and then close.
我们要感谢神的爱，感谢他的恩典。
I want to thank God for his love and for his grace.
我们这些从前与他为敌的人呢。
And for us who were formerly enemies of God,
他却使我们借着基督与他完全和好。
Through Christ, he has made it possible for us to be reconciled.
那么我们请弟兄姊妹唱这个诗歌179首。
And we sing hymn 179.
我们就唱第一节和最后一节。
We'll just sing verses 1 and 4.
唱完之后我们一同在主面前有点祷告。
And afterwards we'll have some prayer together.
我们感谢他的恩典。
We thank him for his grace.
我们求主保守我们一直活在与他和好的光景中。
And may God protect us that we could always live with this reconciled life to God.
请大家站起来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
唱完之后呢，我们一起有点祷告。
And afterwards we'll have some prayer.
请给我们弹一句好吗？
And can the beat that I should give 的这救赎宝血全你为谁使他如此痛苦为我而他了受苦之心坚韧杀害和救主竟为我死何面前安何能如此因我救主竟为我死第四节永远脱去审判恐惧耶稣一切都是我用花妆穿起圣洁共一百亿坦然来到父宝座前因我救主来临冠冕见人赞爱何能如此何等救主，竟为我。
我们同声开口，有点祷告，把感谢归给他。
Let's all pray together to give him our worship.
若主的灵有感动，能有一两三位的弟兄姊妹带着我们做简短的结束祷告。
And if the Spirit moves within you, we invite a few brothers and sisters to have some short prayers.
我们的神，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord God, we thank you.
你是何等的伟大。
You are truly awesome.
何等的圣洁和公义。
You are holy and righteous.
我们这些堕落的罪人实在算不得什么。
Sinners, we are nothing compared to you.
我们本来在罪恶中，我们也是不能与你相合的。
In our sins, we could never be reconciled to you.
在我们的旧造里面也是不能与你相合的。
In our old nature, we could never be reconciled to you.
无论什么宗教思想、道德思想。
No matter what type of religious mindset that we have or method that we can come up with.
都不能与你相合。
We could never be reconciled to
you. 我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
是你使我们能与你相合。
It is you who made it possible for us to be reconciled.
这是何等的恩典。
What a tremendous grace.
我们知道你为了这个付上重大的代价。
And for this, you paid the ultimate price.
因为你让我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上舍了性命。
You allowed the Lord Jesus to give up his own life on the cross.
成全了救恩。
To complete salvation.
不仅把罪除去了。
Not only to cleanse us from our sins.
也把一个与你相合的生命赐给我们。
But to give us your own life.
因为在这个生命的里面。
And in this life.
我们完全与你和好。
We can be completely reconciled to you.
我们的神啊。
Our Lord,
我们的父亲啊,
our Father,
这是极大的恩典。
This is a tremendous
grace. 愿我们长存感恩的心。
May we always have a thankful heart.
让我们也认识这个和好的重要。
May we recognize the importance of this reconciliation.
你使我们与你相合。
To be reconciled to you.
是为要叫我们更多享受你的丰富。
It's so that we can enjoy more of your benefit.
更多经历你的全能。
And to experience more of your
power. 更多得着你自己的祝福。
And to gain more of your blessing.
父啊。
Father.
这是何等伟大的思想。
This is an awesome thought.
我们只有在你的脚前俯伏下拜。
And we can only bow before you.
愿我们这些作为你儿女的人。
For all of us who are your children,
在地上的日子,
these days that we have in the world,
我们就能活在这个和好的光景中,
may we live in this condition of being reconciled to you,
让你看见我们心中就有快乐,
when you look upon us, may there be joy,
我们看见你心中也满了喜乐,
when we consider you, may we be filled with joy,
但愿在不多的日子的里面,
and in the short time that we have,
把整个教会带到你的跟前。
May you bring the entire church before you.
我们在你的脚前一同俯伏敬拜。
We bow before your feet and worship you.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.